What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Up and down weekend again. I thought we could have that winning streak continue, but the LA Kings told us no. But we bounced back against the San Jose Sharks, so we got to like that one as well. And we're going to talk about the debut and more of Landon Slager. We got to talk about him. The Notre Dame center is now a part of it. We got to break down his whole play in this weekend as well. So let's get right into it. Let's first break down this Kings game, which is not really much to break down. Now, look, they're coming off of games where they had 14 points in their last two, and you thought, like, man, can this offensive explosion start working even more for this Kings team? And the answer was, no. Okay, they lose that game 5-0. I mean, look, they scored four goals already in the first period, and it was pretty much done. They gave up a power play in one of them, too, and it was done after that. I mean, look, we just go right to the stats in this game because it was just nasty. 5-0 to shut out. I mean, look, shots on goal. You had 28 for the Blackhawks, 32 for the Kings, 52.5 faceoff percentage for the Kings. Then you had 47.5 for the Blackhawks. We had four power play chances, missed on those. They had three, scored on one, 33%. Eight penalty minutes for the Kings, six for the Chicago Blackhawks, 23 hits for the Blackhawks, eight for the Kings, 19 blocks for the Kings, 15 for the Blackhawks, 100% overall because they shut out the game. While we had 0.865 in this one. Now, look, we got to really break down the stats and see the shots on goal. Connor Bedard was trying to attack it. He had three shots on goal. Jason Dickerson had two. Donato had four in this one. Tyler Johnson had two. Philip Kurashev had two. Taylor Radish had one overall. So you start seeing it, but, like, they didn't really get anything going. So that was the thing that hurts. Now, we have to look at what else was going on with this team because they couldn't generate anything on the power play. And it really showed in this game. I mean, they tried, but there's just nothing was going for them at all. And the defense was looking like that defense of old, which you didn't want to see. And that was the thing that hurt this team overall. When you can't really generate those power play chances and you're getting it and you can't really capitalize and score, that's what's going to hurt you overall. And it definitely showed in this game. That's the thing that hurt this team overall. So they have to really more capitalize on those plays. If they don't, it's just going to hurt this team more and more down the line. That's the thing that you got to look at when you're looking at this team. Soderblom, I'm sorry, man. He was not good in this game. And now you got another shutout. This sucks in this one, okay? Especially at the United Center on a Friday night. People are getting lively to see the win streak go to three for the first time this season. And it was done. I'm telling you, by the first period, you already knew it was out. It was so bad that Soderblom gave up four goals and just 15 shots in 12 minutes. They had to put Petr Mrazek in, which you did not want. So that one sucked. And then you start getting a little bit slower overall in this game. So that was the thing that really took the whole kind of like breath out of this team. It was just bad to see. And you saw that they wasn't doing anything. Okay. You went 10 for 20 with the man advantage in your previous four games to now go 0-4 on power play goals. That hurt you right there. So that's the thing that just hurt this team. And then you have Reese Johnson in that one in concussion protocol. That sucks right now. So it's just tough as they go into their next game, but they bounce back in that one, which was against the San Jose Sharks in that. You got to like this one overall in this one, and I'll break this down fairly easy. I mean, this is a game that I was like, oh my God, they should win this game. I did predict that they was going to win this one. I thought it would be tough against the Kings. If they could just kind of sneak one against the Kings, they could probably steal and have a four-game winning streak. And it started off pretty scary, and we thought like, oh my God, this is going to be the same thing against the Kings. They scored two goals early in the first period, but then Philip Kurashev, assisted by Tyler Johnson and Connor Bedard, kind of cut it in half in the second period, and then the Blackhawks just went on an explosion on the goal scoring in that one, getting four goals in that one. A goal scored by Ryan Donato. Then a minute later, Kevin Korchinski, assisted by who? Lucas Reichel. Yes, he's back. We're going to get into him later. Then Joey Anderson scores as well, assisted by Colin Blackwell. Then an empty netter. They almost had this game in wraps. Connor Bedard just hit one right in there, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Tyler Johnson on an empty netter. That was great overall in that game. You like this one because this was a comeback win. And you can tell from the shots on goal, 31 shots on goal for the Blackhawks, 27 for the San Jose Sharks. They won on the faceoff percentage, 55.3 for the Blackhawks, 44.7 for the San Jose Sharks, zero on both chances. The San Jose Sharks didn't even get a power play chance, which was great. While they had two chances, but we didn't capitalize. Six penalty minutes for the San Jose Sharks, two overall for the Blackhawks, 29 hits for the Blackhawks, 15 for the Sharks, 12 blocks for the Sharks, 18 for the Blackhawks, 0.839 for the San Jose Sharks in the save percentage and 0.926. I mean, the stars in this game to me, look, Joey Anderson deserves some love. Kevin Korshinski deserves some love in this game as well. And I really like the play in this game of the likes of Philip Kurashev. I think he played well in this game too. So that really helped out this team scoring that goal in there as well. So when you're looking at this team right now, they had one when they could have lost this game, but they came back and really in the third period was like an explosion because they came back slowly more and more and more, and then they end up scoring. So that helped this team out overall. Now, as we continue to look at this game and see the fact that they scored three goals in a minute and 23 seconds, like, was great. I mean, the fact that Joey Anderson with the between the legs, 11 seconds after Kevin Korshinski scored, I mean, that's when the place erupted overall. So that's when you see the United Center at its finest, and you got to like this one. So that was the thing that helped out. I was like, every time I had my head down, they scored again. And the fact people said, like, it was so loud in there, people couldn't hear themselves. Like, that's how crazy it was in that moment. You had Joey Anderson say, those are the kind of momentum swings that are big, especially inside a game when you can stay on top of things. That's what you got to love. And then he continues to say, it was just good timing to get another quick goal like that. The louder the building we made it, the tougher it was for other teams to play in. And then Kevin Korshinski said it was just crazy. Once Joey Anderson scored that goal, the building was rocking overall. He said, I couldn't hear myself think. Like, that was the key quote to me overall. So you got to like that one. And then you had Luke Richardson talk about this one, about when they took advantage and the crowd was really getting to him. He said, as it started the game, we have to take on that personality from that crowd. I thought we did a better job at different times this year and last year. And right now, I think we're back on track. We want to take that energy and start the game so the building's rocking early. We don't want to wait until the third period to rely on it, but it was one of the funnest places to play sports in for sure. Even the national anthem, it doesn't matter how tired you are before the game, you always get pumped to go out there and compete. That's what Lucas Reichel said, who is back, by the way, so we got to make sure we take note of that one in this one. So what I'm saying with that, Lucas Reichel, by the way, is back from his AHL stint. And with that being said, with him coming back, I think it was a real interesting key to take note in this game because, you know, it was quoted that he was kind of ticked off, that, you know, he was kind of like down there because he said it wasn't easy for him. He was quoted by Sam, but it definitely helped him. He was there over a month. So he said now he's refocused. Now, look, you've been down there again. You just don't want to go down there one more time. That's the thing with this one. So when you're looking at this game, you got to like that overall. Now, let's talk about Landon Slackerth. Now, he played in this game. This one, I would say, the first one against the Kings, his first kind of action overall. I mean, he had, I think, 40 family members there that came to see him. You know, he's the Notre Dame product overall. So he was a part of the fourth line. I think he had 2 shot attempts. He had 2 blocks, 1 hit, 1 takeaway. I think he played a little bit over 10 minutes on the ice in that one. So that's something to take note of overall. Then when he played against the San Jose Sharks, I mean, that team was pretty much rocking. He got in that one probably 9 minutes of play. He only had 1 shot on goal, but he tried to make it work, and he had 1 hit overall. But his performance was great. Lucas Reichel with an assist in this game coming back. You just hope that you could just build on this moment. It looked like as the season's getting near the end, they're winning more. Now, I'm not going to go crazy. I want the number one pick. I want this team to keep building and winning, and I want to see this team grow, and it's looking like they're slowly doing that. You bounce back from a tough loss, getting shut out, to a win, and you was already down 2-0. Shows big improvement for this Blackhawks team. Now they try to get some revenge against the Kings because they're going to play them again. Now, look, they got shut out last time, but now they're going in with them, and they got to play them again. Remember, this team averaged 3 goals a game. They only allow 2.5. They're now third overall as we're doing this podcast. So they're really going to have to attack and score early. Look, they shut them out last time. You're going to have to really kind of tighten up that defense overall and that goaltending. I don't know if I would have Soderblom out there again. We could see if he's going to redeem himself, but Petr Mrázek already played. So that's something to take note of. This team is first also in penalty kills and their fourth in save percentage. They have a really good goaltender. If they don't try to get at least a goal or two in this game, you better hope it's a low-scoring game if you want to try to beat this team. You got the likes of Connor Bedard, Jason Dickerson. You got Philip Kurashev, Joey Anderson. Now you got Lucas Reichel. Hopefully he can keep going. Colin Blackwell as well. You got Landon on this team. You got the Johnson kids. Like, they can really take over in this game. You just need someone to really step up. And I don't want to forget about others like Nick Foligno, just to name a few as well, and Ryan Donato. With that being said, if they can go and try to make this a low-scoring game, they can be close in it. But if they score early and often, it's going to be nasty in this game. But we'll see. That's another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.